Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, there is a 20% chance of light rain until 2 p.m. this afternoon, with a temperature falling to around 30 by 5 p.m. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 9. Winds from the west picking up to around 26 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 15, wind chill values as low as 7 below, north wind around 14 miles per hour with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. And in the news for today, the primary elections held on Tuesday narrowed the field of candidates for mayor of Viroqua to 2, with Justin Running gaining 370 total votes and incumbent mayor Karen Mitchell with 294 votes. Todd Overbow had 99 votes but did not make the cut. The Vernon County Board of Supervisors had 3 contested seats, District 6 with Joseph Cliver and John Pedretti emerging as the winning candidates. District 7, Nate Slack and LaVon Felton will advance to the spring elections, and in District 9, Martha Olson and Kevin Larson, who are both incumbents, won their runoff vote. The spring nonpartisan general elections will be held on Tuesday, April 5th. The partisan elections will be in August. In state news from the Wisconsin State Journal, University of Wisconsin campuses may drop mask mandates as soon as March 1st, officials announced on Tuesday. System President Tommy Thompson is working with Chancellor to phase out the requirements no later than spring break, which at UW-Madison begins March 12th. Officials cited a rapid decline in COVID-19 cases across the state for the reason to drop the mask mandate. In his State of the State address on Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers doubled down on his call to use a chunk of the state's projected $3.8 billion budget surplus to send a rebate of $150 each to Wisconsinites and pump more money into education. GOP lawmakers have already rejected the $1.7 billion plan, dismissing it as an election year gimmick. But Evers, in his annual address, announced he will sign an executive order on Wednesday calling a special session in an attempt to cajole lawmakers into approving it. Republicans have indicated they want to use the state's projected surplus for a tax package next session when they hope to be working with a GOP governor. But Evers urged lawmakers to act now, saying allowing the money to sit in Madison won't help Wisconsinites who need help buying groceries or gas and paying for childcare and necessities. In the GOP response to the governor's address, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu accused Evers of weak leadership and sought to tie him to President Biden. He argued Republican lawmakers have saved Wisconsin from Evers' failures time and time again and accused the governor of using his veto pen to hold back the state. Ask yourself, have Joe Biden or Tony Evers done anything to make your life better, or has just about everything they've touched gotten worse? LeMahieu said from the assembly parlor. That according to a report from West Politics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.